Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, we back in the building. It's your girl, Leslie. Let's live in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl, Emma. We all the way live. Tonight, we're going to have your man, Trax A Million, in the building, doing his thing. He's a hot producer out the West Coast. Along with that, we're going to have Cuzzo Ear to the Streets recap on the VMAs. Along with that, we're going to be talking about your man, Chris Brown, rumors out there. Along with that, we're just going to be doing our thing all the way live. Independent artists. We already know. Survival by your man Lotto, indie artist. Let's go. Let's radio online. Let's go. It's acting like it want to act up today, but you know what I'm saying? We ain't playing these games. Tonight, we all the way live, but you know what I'm saying? Let's see what's going on with the keyboard and stuff. We're going to see what's going on with the keyboard.
Hey, let's get that money, baby. Y'all know what it is. This game green, we in this thing right now. Hey, if you tired of chasing papers, hey, the back door over there. Hey, holler at us later, man. We in here. Yeah. Hey, if you tired of chasing paper, you should leave. Run my thumb through the check. Chasing paper, game green. If you really about your issue, we about the same thing. Making money is the motive. Game green is the team, yeah. Game, game, green, money team. We about the business, bruh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. never waiting till them haters getting sick of us. Hey, 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 hey.
Survival of the fittest, nigga. If you with us, if you with us, dogwood. If you with us, it's survival of the fittest, nigga. If you with us, if you with us, gang green. If you with us,
see the predators eat the prey. Get us hustle night and day. I'm Virginia born and raised, so it couldn't be any other way. All my niggas gon' fight the case. All your niggas gon' turn up state. 100 block gon' shut down shop. Gon' pop them Glock and Section 8. It's survival of the fittest. Only the strong will survive. The money you saved up in your prime couldn't stand up with mine. See, I'm a young fly nigga. Don't mind. Straight up the game green team ain't nothing but winners. So fuck niggas, you ain't with us.
AVA, who I ride for. Green Lantern, green show. I walk around with a green swag. Green trees, miracle grow. Your money right, you're an asshole. Sex, money, murder, I'm a client foe. Hurry, cheesy, grind slow. Streets embrace, fuck hoes. Poachers like I print money. Send a face deep in a hundred. G-Series, flight class, we don't make noise. That's called bluffing. Wild up, call me MoneyGram. Larry Bird, 33. Pop a pill, white folks. Codeine, what up, gang green?
Hey, you decided to chase some paper, you silly. Run my thumb through the check. Chasing paper, game green. If you're really about your issue, we about the same thing. Making money is the motive, game green is the team, yeah. Game, game, green, money team. We about the business, bruh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's chasing paper, never waiting till them haters getting sick of us. Hey, 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 hey.
Survival of the fittest, nigga. If you with us, if you with us, dogwood. If you with us, it's survival of the fittest, nigga. If you with us, if you with us, game green. If you with us,
you know we all the way live. It's your girl Lushy Lush, man. I ain't playing no games. Follow us on Twitter at Lush Radio Online, at E2K Enterprises, at Emma E2K, at TDINYC, also at Mr. Tay, also A underscore Liz Jasmine. Check her out with her videos and everything like that. Log on to www.MissLatay.com. Also type in www.elite-print.com. They got all your printing needs. This show is sponsored by E2K Enterprises. Hot networking event is going down in New York City in the Bronx. We are the people. The networking event going down in the Bronx the 13th of this month. Everybody's going to be in the building. Big shout out to Quan Lee TV, one of our sponsors. Also, don't forget, networking event going down. Lush Radio Online, Heads Up Entertainment, Special Boutique is going down the end of this month, the 30th, man. Everybody's going to be there. It's bananas, man. Things are moving. Check out www.2chicks, the letter N, the letter A, and the camera.com, at 2chicks and the camera on Twitter, man. It's bananas. Tonight, we're going to talk about the VMAs. We're going to talk about Chris Brown's rumor. We're going to talk about your man, you know what I'm saying, ASAP Rocky grabbing Rihanna's butt like that, like what's going on. My girl, Nicki Minaj, looking like Ronald McDonald, the Obamas. It's going down tonight. And we're talking about man anger management, man. You got anger problems, man. Talk to us, man. What's going on? Call in at 347-826-7722. Also, big shout-out to my girl, Emma. She got that iPhone all around doing that thing with that iPhone. Don't you know she got that with the iPhone? Don't be mad because you know we got that iPhone. So call in at 301. I'm giving you the wrong answer. I'm too hype. Anyway, but I ain't even drinking. This is off the natural high, though. But call in at 347-826-7722. You know what I'm saying? We all the way live. You know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to all my iPhone users. Big shout-out to my girl, Emma E2K, on Twitter. Follow her. I'm trying to get 1,000 on her. Come on, and let's do this. You know what I'm saying? We all the way live. Shout-out to TDI. Man. We on that iPhone. We all the way live on that iPhone. But call into the show, 347-826-7722. Let's go to the phone lines, man. We going to have Cuzzo in the building, the ear to the streets, the people's voice. Your girl going to tell us a rap about the VMAs and go in. If you're ready to last, Wrap yourself in because she's about to take you on a ride. What it do, baby? What it do? What's poppin', 347 Region?
Yo, 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 what up, cuz? It's me right here, cousin right here. What up?
What's up, man?
What's going on, man? Yo, man, I was a little out here. I can't hear you, man. I'm in transit, man. What's up?
What's up, man? You are corresponding out there in NYC, man. Talk to us, man. What the weather be like out there right now,
man? Man, yo, they had a little right here now. Now I work for the newscast, son. Yo, I'm out here. They had a little situation on the train. Some joint was smoking, but everybody all right. You know, it's always something up going on in this city, man. But it's looking real good. Everybody chilling out here. It's looking real good. Traffic as usual. But I want to hit you up with the what's going on here, man. Heard some news, man.
Man, tell us the news, man. You know what I'm saying?
The ladies. Yo, I keep my ear to the street. I just heard recently, if you look at that MediaTakeOut.com, that Nicki Minaj, she got on Rihanna on some like, yo, Rihanna tried to give her a hug, whatever. She was like, yo, get the fuck out of here, sit down. I ain't hear about that.
Like
a half an hour ago. You look at MediaTakeOut.com and they got it on there. So I'm like, yo, sit the fuck out of here. So she got some beef with Rihanna over that Drake joint. I don't know. Looking kind of crazy to me. Kind of suspect to me.
Wow, she got some beef off of ASAP Rocky squeezing up booty juice like that?
I don't know what's going on over there. You know what I'm saying? In that playland, you know what I'm saying? Little Ronald McDonald looking little nigga right there. I'm just saying. Yo, she look like little Ronald McDonald, motherfucking Donald, be like, get out of here. You saw on the VMAs. Let me take you to the VMAs real quick. First of all, let's shout out to the VMAs. Let's shout out to the VMAs for coming on from what time, 8 to 10, instead of from 8 to 11. But then let's shout out the VMAs again for putting it on again during the same time the President of the United States was addressing the country. I'm just saying, what kind of shit is that?
I'm trying to figure out why would they do something like that.
Yeah, because they stupid. That's why. They straight stupid. Who does that? Get the fuck out of here, man. Excuse my man. I know you're supposed to be out here on the radio waves with all that curse and hope you bleep me out and all that. But look at here, though. I'm about to give you the Look at here, though. It's about to be all the way live. Check it out. So, all right, so at the VMAs, all right, let's start here. Let's start with the first one. Rihanna hated it. What the fuck was that shit? She had to look like a genie and shit.
Like, that girl was looking like Jonathan. Jonathan over there from Love & Hip Hop over there.
Yo, they definitely related, yo. They definitely got the same parents. They need to stop playing all that bullshit. They definitely related. Them two right there look too much alike. For real, Jocelyn and her, that's her brother. Because you know Jocelyn is not a girl. You know that, right? Let's stop playing, y'all. You know she's transgender. Stop playing. Let's stop playing. I don't know who you trying to play up in here. You don't sound, you know, with tickets. I already know what it is. Okay, so then, look at here. Next thing you know, we got, hold up, who else we got up in here that was made? That nigga Weezy. He stay hot. Whatever he got past that. Because he stays hot. Who comes on the VMAs on a skateboard? Lying too. Chilling. Like you at the skate park. What's that? Who does that? Come on now, Weezy. I'm at the skate park, but I'm going to sweep. And they say something wrong with us. Come on, son. Don't be stupid. Somebody should have slapped. He rolled for the skateboard. Nobody says nothing wrong with that? Nobody saw nothing wrong with that. On a skateboard into the VMAs to the audience? Come on. Get out of here. Hold on. Let me ask a question. How did Pink make the awards and Lady Gaga didn't? I'm just trying to figure that out. Where Pink came from?
That don't make sense. We ain't had a song from Pink
in like 15 years. Well, Lady Gaga ain't getting no kind of love. She ain't even nominated for nothing. What happened?
Yo, like her stardom just was like, she just went down, fell. Like, what happened? That's crazy.
Nah, I know what happened. Tony Braxton's sister, Shorty, what's her name? Shorty husband. She wanted to come out. What's her name? The one that .com talking. So she ain't even relevant to me. See, I don't even know her name. All I know, she's light skinned. Shorty that be with. What's her name? The Shorty. She want to be the front end of everything. She want to be Tony Braxton. She got her husband all stressed out about her career. Nobody want to hear you. Nobody want to hear Tony Braxton. So what are y'all talking about? Yo, get that shit up out of here, man. Nobody got time for that. Who else in this motherfucking show? All right, so we have 2 Chainz. I didn't even know that nigga until I saw him yesterday. I ain't know what he's saying, and I still don't know what he's saying. I still don't know the song. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know it. I don't know the song. I still don't got it. Next. Yo, I don't know who else was on here that was relevant. Nicki Minaj, she did her little Ronald McDonald part and all that. She was really saying nothing. So leave her alone.
Shout out to my girl Gabby, though. She was doing her flips.
Yeah. Well, Alicia Keys. I don't know where Alicia Keys come from either, because first of all, nobody even heard you sing nothing since like back in the day when you was in the diner talking about that love song and all that. I don't know the name of that joint no more. Like, oh, I don't even know that song no more. All I know is that nobody cares no more. You already took Shorty from his wife. Nobody want to listen to you no more. You're a home mugger. You're a harlot. You're a whore. Nobody want to hear that no more. Why are you even on TV? Why are you even still playing piano? Nobody even listens. Nobody want to hear you. Have a good day. So she's trying to spice it up, put little Ronald McDonald in here to sing her, rap her part. Gabby, shout out to Gabby. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. I'm glad to see Gabby in the building and all that. But all that other stuff, man, get out of here. Who else is in that joint that I was trying to figure out that would make sense?
Amber Rose was in there trying to debut her pregnancy.
That right there, you know how I got love for Wiz, yo. I love that little Wiz Khalifa, but hold on. Where the flood at? Why his damn pants are so goddamn hot? Where the flood was at? That nigga, where the flood at, Wiz? I was trying to figure that out. I'm like, yo, where the flood at? He was standing up here on the stage like, yo, chillin'. I'm like, yo, is he hot? That nigga hot. What do you mean she was smoking? Because I'm definitely on the wrong stuff. And I don't even smoke, but they got some strong stuff. Because whatever it is I'm doing is not what they doing. And I need to be down. Because them niggas, you really came to a war show with your pants style high on some Urkel style? Hold on. Since we talk about styles, that nigga Chris Brown, that's my dude. I love me Chris Breezy. That's my dude. But what the hell was up with the Kool-Aid, blueberry Kool-Aid hair in his goddamn head? Dennis the Menace looking nigga with the Pee Wee Herman suit on. What are these people doing? What the hell are they? No, I really want to know. Can somebody tell me? Can somebody call and tell me what the hell are these people doing? I'm mad as hell. You damn right. Because they bugging out. They got too much money. You come here looking stupid at the war show. And then I don't know why they kept showing Rihanna ass the whole damn night. Kept going back to her. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, I don't get it.
They still need some type of highlight on the Rock family because, you know, they doing the bund up family thing and Beyonce ain't getting nominated for some. So Rihanna's still crushed. So they still need to get her to keep the name alive. You know what I mean?
But I'm saying, why they had to keep turning back to her? Like, nobody want to see her through the whole show. Like, keep going back to her looking like Jaja. Is that Jaja? Is that Rihanna? I don't know who the fuck that is. I don't want to keep seeing them the whole goddamn show. I'm just trying to enjoy the show. You understand what I'm saying? I'm confused. What's going on here? I was like, yo, what the hell? And then on top of that, I told you we're in New York City. You know how I get out here loud. Yo, then on top of that, hold on. Not just that. It was not just Jasmine. Who else was it? It was, I said not just Jasmine. Look at that. I'm confused. See, that was Rihanna. My bad. Who else was on? Yo, it was just crazy. Like, yo, that show was crazy. And then they had my man Kevin Hart, man. They ain't give love to my man Kevin Hart like I thought they was. He did a really good job, especially with that 2 Chainz little skit he did. Put the chains on his head. That was stupid. He still is crazy. But my whole thing is why they did not give him that as much time. Now, if it was BET Awards, you know we would have saw more skits. This one, they give him a skit. Oh, wait a minute. I almost forgot about Stupido. Stupido with the damn, if anybody seen, it's all about the Benjamins, the lady when she had a bikini on, and like a shirt that's a bikini, and then she fat underneath. Yo, that chick had that on presenting. Who does that? I think her name is Fat Ange or something like that. Who said that shit is cool? Who told you she would put this on TV? Who want to see some little shirt with a bikini on and her ass is big as hell, and she got some damn flip-flops on like she just came from the damn beach? What kind of shit are they doing on MTV? They trying to play, yo, hell no.
Son, shout out to Taylor Swift with the Where's Waldo shirt on, though.
Where's Waldo? I was trying to find Waldo since, like, 1985. Why the hell she got that shit on now in 2012? I'm just saying. Where's Waldo? Waldo. We found Waldo, y'all. We found Waldo. Waldo was at the VMAs yesterday. At the Staples Center. We found Waldo. That shit crazy. But I'm going to tell you right here. I'm going to take it off that VMA joint, switch it off real quick to my man, President Obama. The quote he said, quote, unquote, he said, I'm not just a candidate, I'm the president. He said, I'm not a candidate, I'm the president. You feel me? Come on, son. Shout out to President Obama. Go ahead and run this thing for the next 4 years. Y'all go out there and vote and all that. Then we want to switch it up again. Shout out to Nicki Minaj. With her fucking song, she talking about, I'm a Republican and vote for Mitt Romney. Y'all broke bitches is fucking up the economy. Whoa. Rewind. Who you think you are. Because last time I checked, your ass was broke as hell until you got a rap gig. When you used to be an aggressive chick, now you switch it up, and now you're a Barbie doll, and you're like, oh, my gosh. Like, first of all, I'm not a fucking little kid. I don't know who keeps playing with dolls besides the kids. My whole thing is, what the fuck is you talking about? And then how dare you even try to put some out people that's fucking up the economy? Hold on. You just started contributing to the economy like a couple of years ago. You just only been in this game for a little while. So how the hell you going to talk about people that's fucking up the economy? When, how many times before that, what you was doing? Before you made a bid, how was you contributing to the economy? I doubt you was contributing. You just started contributing. Now you want to sit here and you want to say, fuck everybody else. No, fuck you, bitch. Get your ass the fuck together. Fuck that bitch. She won't get. I ain't never spit shit on no fucking mixtape. I ain't never spit shit on nothing on her album. But she could kiss my fucking ass. I bet she won't say that shit. Come down here to motherfucking New York. Say some stupid shit like that. Get the fuck out of here. And another thing. Back to the VMAs, real quick. That nigga Drake. What the fuck he doing with that V T-shirt on? V neck T-shirt. Who does that? Gay ass nigga. That nigga's gay. Gay ass Drake, Canadian ass. Take your ass back to Canada. Get your ass the hell up out this country. Take Nicki Minaj with you too. Stupid ass bitches. Fuck them niggas. And then on top of that, one more thing, because I saw them like trying to, like, they trying to have beef over Rihanna. Why y'all beefing over Rihanna? You got Jocelyn too, so y'all can both have one or the other. Don't be stupid. Share the wealth. Come on, stupid, man. They bugged out, y'all. I don't even know, man. These people crazy. That's all I got to really say. Unless someone was cutting my head, yo, but my VMA shit was whack. I hated it.
How you feel about the whole, you know, ASAP Rocky, you know what I'm saying, grabbing Rihanna's ass, like all her booty meat, like, cupped it in the hand, like.
First of all, that ain't her ass, so it don't bother me. She got that ain't her shit. That's influence. I don't give a fuck about that. That ain't her ass. She didn't feel that shit because it ain't attached to her ass. It ain't her. So it don't matter to me, stupid ass bitch. I don't like that bitch. I'm sorry. I just had to go back there for a minute because she's just a dumbass going to say some stupid shit for people that helped her get where she at.
I'm talking about Rihanna, man.
I'm talking about Nicki Minaj with her clown ass. See, I still was on the clown. My bad. Fucking clown ass bitch. I'm sorry. You saw Rihanna? Rihanna. Nobody, that was irrelevant. I ain't even really pay attention to that shit. That shit probably just slipped past my fucking fingers, man. Stupid ass.
We caught a quick glimpse in the VMAs. They slowed it up, you know, her kissing, you know, my man on the mouth and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
They gotta do something to keep it hype. They ain't nah, he ain't kissed her. He don't like that bitch. She just trying on Oprah and shit, talk about, I still love him. That's the love of my life. But, like, wasn't you just saying a year ago, this nigga, or 2 or 3 years ago, you talking about how he was this and he was abusive to you and all this? Now we want to do a song together. Now you want to sit here and say he's the love of my life because, you know, he got a girlfriend? Bitch, fuck you. You just like the rest of these psychotic whores out here. Motherfucking ass out here. You make my motherfucking man went through. That nigga had to go through fucking got to plead guilty to some bullshit. And now you talking about 3 or 4 years later, I still love you. I still love my life. Because he don't move the fuck on. Fuck you, bitch. Get the fuck out of here. Anybody want your ass? Fuck you got. Your pussy ain't that fucking good. Shit. Fuck you talking about. Fuck that whore. Hell yeah, I said it.
I fucking said it. It's 347-826-7.
Fuck out of here, man. Fuck out of here.
We got Kenzo on the streets, man. And we ain't playing no games. Slaughter them, huh? What's up? We're supposed to have man Tracks a Million live on the show. Doing an interview with him. But, yo, we going in. Let's switch to another note. Okay, so back to talk about Jeezy, man. We've seen something online, man. You know, apparently, allegedly, they said, Chris Brown was doing anti-gay tweets or whatever, and Razz B was coming to, you know, to save gay people or whatever. And come to find out, he's saying that he had some taste of Chris Brown slobbing the knob like corn on the cob. And the that I seen, even though people say it might be Photoshop, but them joints kind of look like it was real. My man was on some horse meat.
Nah, son. He wasn't on no horse meat. That nigga's not slobbing nobody knobs on no corn or no cob.
You know, I think they trying to set him up, though, man.
They
my
just
want to
destroy him because he done came back from a long way. He came a long way and came back.
Though.
Yeah, and then they trying to destroy my man because of this stupid-ass whore. Ain't nothing like a whore, man. Motherfucking bitches, man. Bitches always trying to fuck up some shit. always trying to fuck up somebody's life and shit. He still came back. He still won an award. And you still, to this day, you still trying to destroy him. Like, oh, now he sucked dick. Get the fuck out of here. My nigga Breezy don't need to suck no dick. Fuck out of here. There's a lot of other niggas. You got P. Diddy that could suck his dick. You got fucking, you know what I'm saying, all them motherfuckers, KR, all that whole crew, Trey Songz to suck his dick. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to suck nobody's dick. Come on, all them niggas, those gay niggas. Yes, I said it. Trey Songz is bi. Get the fuck out of here. You see it in his eyes? That nigga look fucking bi. Get the fuck out of here. He just look bi. He don't know who he's singing to. That's why he looks so confused. Like, I'm like, this dude look like he in a zone. Like, he was high up. Every time he sang, he look high. Like, what the hell are you doing, Trey? Damn. Fuck that. And I said, we call him Trey. Fuck out of here. Gay ass nigga. We already know Diddy gay, because I saw some shit on video before. I was like, oh, this is too feminine for my ass. Hell you doing with all that? Yo, gay ass. You a clean nigga, but you a gay ass nigga, too. Stop playing. Don't be stupid.
Yo, we is It's turned up, man. Yo, shout out, it's Virgo season. Shout out to my cousin Virgo, Mrs. Tay Virgo. You know, I'm sure you know what I'm saying. It's Virgo life right now. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the Virgos, man, celebrating. This Saturday, actually this Sunday is going down. After my exclusive photo shoot, we going down to Squat Lounge to celebrate your girl, Mrs. Tay's birthday party. So we're going to be there at the table. So come party with us at Squat Lounge. This Sunday, it goes down. Please log on to www.mrtay.com. But, yo, switching on another note, man, we talking about anger management. A lot of y'all cats out here angry, man. Y'all angry. Do you suffer from anger problems? Let's talk about it, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. So, Seema, man, I mean, you know, boss, Cuzzo.
No.
Cuzzo.
Yeah, I'm here.
Cuzzo. Let's talk about anger management, man.
Shit, ain't nothing really to talk about. You angry and you gotta manage it. That's simple as that. Shit, ain't nothing else we else to talk about. You can't help what the hell people do to you. Shit. I put it like this. Let me just keep it real where by 100%. Listen, you can try all you can. People have different tolerance levels. For example, you may step on my foot, I may spaz on you. You might step on somebody else's foot, they may say, okay, it's okay. You might step on another person's foot, and they may pull out a gun and try to shoot a nigga. You understand what I'm saying? It's just a matter of a person. Everybody got their different, they got different ways of handling things. So it just depends. People always want to say all the good stuff, like, you know, you have to try to maintain your anger. You have to try. Shut that shit up. You a human being just like everybody else. Shit gonna make you upset. Now, if you act on being upset, that's when it becomes situation. It just depends. You know what I mean? It's consequences, whatever you do. You understand what I'm saying? But at the same time, man, that shit is just regular anger. It's a part of emotion. It's a part of life, like love is. You gotta be angry sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it's all about. Fuck that. I ain't really okay. But I know there are some people that do, like, honestly, let's be on a serious note, that do suffer from, like, having anger issues, and they take out and they begin to abuse people verbally or physically and things like that. And then when that starts to happen, then, you know, you have to try to, like, seek some help to try to get to the root of the area of what the issue is. But other than that, if you're just chilling, you know what I mean, somebody make you angry, it's just a matter of how you going to manage it that day. Depends on how far you're willing to go. Have a good day. That's that. Slap a nigga, keep it moving. Somebody might get slapped. They may not feel as good as you felt when you slapped them. I mean, it just depends, right?
That's true. You know what I'm saying? Some people handle anger differently than others. You know, like me, like the old me, you know, somebody say something stupid, I'm ready to rock your jaw, you know what I'm saying? Or clock you in the head or something, you know? Or I might, you know, piss in a cup and pour the piss all inside your car when it's really high and make it stink. You know, crazy stuff like that.
Wow.
But, you know,
right.
You know me, you know what I'm saying? It's on a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? I've learned to control it. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about how you want to control it, because the new me is like, it takes a lot for me to get to that level. I don't try to allow people to take me into that other person. You know?
Right.
Because the whole other person is a dark side, and I don't want that to come out. Because
right.
I'm totally blessed in my life that I'm trying to actually do a lot of, you know what I'm saying, some good things out here. So, like, I'm not trying to let nobody take me to that level. if they trying to take me to that level, then I hope you ready for what comes afterwards, because it's not pretty, you know what I mean? So I try to stay calm, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I feel like, you know, when it comes to anger, you have to basically think about, put yourself in that person's situation, like, Take yourself like an out-of-body experience and say, yo, why is this person even saying stupid stuff to me? Like, I'm not even more stupid than them, seriously. Because really this person is stupid, and they don't have no life, and they really got too much time on their hands to be saying some stupid stuff to me right now. So I'm just going to fall back for a second and walk away from this situation.
Right.
And then come back and reanalyze this joint when they ain't acting stupid. You know what I mean? So
Don't be stupid.
So I say, don't be stupid. That's the word of the day. You know what I mean? Somebody just start, rat. You be like, yo, just look at him with a serious face and be like, yo, son, don't be stupid.
For real.
Don't be stupid.
It's the truth. It just depends. I mean, and then sometimes you really try your hardest, and then people can continue to, like, pick at you. So at some point, when you like you have a scar and you keep picking at the scar, at some point it's going to start bleeding. So that's just like when it comes to emotion, people go to you so much. And then at some point, it's like, yo, leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody acts differently. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I mean, come on. And then you just got some people that just angry because they're angry to be living. I'm like, if you're angry to be living, then kill yourself. Don't even got to worry about that. Ain't nice. I'm not saying kill you. That's wrong. I ain't trying to say that. I'm just saying.
We're not promoting you to go kill yourself, you know.
Don't kill yourself, y'all. I'm just kidding, y'all. Don't kill yourself. I'm just saying, just some things just like, it don't even, it's some things you just got to let go. You know what I'm saying? But, and I mean, if you feel you have an issue with anger and all that and you don't know how to deal with it, it's always good to talk to somebody because at the end of the day, you don't want to hurt nobody. You know what I'm saying? In the process, you don't want to hurt innocent people. And a lot of times we have displaced anger, one anger for one person, but you're taking out on somebody else. You don't need all that. So just let that emotion go ahead and go and keep it flowing. Go have a drink or something.
Well, sometimes, you know, you have to ask yourself, like, where is this anger coming from that individual when they start talking to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, where is their anger coming from? Sometimes the anger might not be directed to that person. It might be triggered from other situations.
Yeah, sometimes you know where the anger coming from, and sometimes you like, just because you know, like, all right, well, what you gonna hell you gonna do about that? You ain't gonna keep using me as no goddamn punching bag to keep with your anger coming out, you know what I'm saying? And think I'm supposed to sit back and say, okay, I'll take that. At some point, the bag hits your ass in the back. You know what I'm saying? You keep punching it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's all about how you deal with it and the stresses of life and how you cope with it. I think that if it's anything that you feel like is anxiety or something that you can't deal with on your own, I will always recommend seeking a different, you know, path of someone that you don't know, that you could just kind of like you speak about it and talk about it, you know, because you don't want to carry something on, because you're not free. When you're angry about stuff, you're not free. You're not, because whatever that is that's causing you to be angry has you still under control. It has you still bound. So you're not free at all. But when you let go of that, you can be free and you can be able to move about and you'll see, yo, things ain't even that bad. It's all right. It'll all be okay. That's all I got on that, yo. So, I mean, because, you know, I'm just, you know, wanted to shout out and all that like that. So
that's what it is. But you know what? The last thing I want to ask you in regards to that was, do you feel like anger management classes help people? Or do you feel like it's really no purpose that a person only decides when they're going to control themselves?
I feel like, I mean, it depends on the person. See, one thing about the anger management, like I saw it on TV. I saw, it was what's her name? Tammy from Basketball Wives or whatever. She had started going to anger management, and then she started going, she started to school other people, like, you shouldn't do that, da-da. And I'm like, yo, listen, you just started going to damn near anger management, and here you go telling what the damn doctor done told you. Don't get me wrong. You understand? You're supposed to internalize that, but I think that a person that, you know, in order, as far as, like, answering your question, it's like, it's going to be on the person. So a person may think the classes may help them, and then there are other people that be like, you know, I'm not going in front of no damn class. You understand what I'm saying? I done graduated from school. They might not go to no class and do all that. But, you know, it's just depending on the person. I mean, it can help some people, and other people it may not. Maybe some people want that one-on-one, need that one-on-one, you understand what I'm saying, attention. And also depends on why they're going to the classes. Were they made to go to the class? Were they forced to be able to go to class? Or was that something that they did on their own, saying, you know what, let me go ahead. Most of the time when people go to anger management, it's because they're forced to go, not because they want to go. So that's why I say a lot of times, yes, it does depend on that person. And they're, you know, if they feel like, yo, this, I need to go talk to somebody, or I need at least to just start talking. Because when you start talking to somebody that don't know you from anywhere, they'll begin to, you know, it'll shed a different light on a situation. And you'll begin to feel better and develop a relationship with that person, you know, on that talking in that kind of way. That's what they get paid to do anyway, listen to shit. Why not?
Definitely, definitely. So if you're calling in right now, calling at 347-826-7722, you just heard Cuzzo, correspondent from the streets of New York, and she all the way live. You hear the streets of New York, you hear the cash, they ain't playing no game. Shout out to the pizza shops.
Shout out to the masculine place. Shout out to piano. Shout out to the margaritas. Shout out to just everybody. Shout out to Lush Radio Online. Keep doing your thing. And love you. And I definitely, you know, you're going to be up on here, so I might just hit you back to see what's up going on the show, my dude.
That's what it is, man. Thank you for giving us those updated news, man. That's what I'm talking about. All the way live.
All the way live. All day, every day. Keep your head up, Lush Radio.
That's what it is, man. Live in the building. For calling in, man. Also, big shout out to your man, Michael Clark Duncan. Michael Clark Duncan, we know he passed not too long ago. Rest in peace. They're actually going to have a public viewing on Sunday at the Forest Lawn for him and everything in Los Angeles. So, you know, it was very sad. You know, he died. And the thing about it, he wasn't that old, so... Rest in peace to him. We've lost a lot of people, so big shout out to him. But yo, Cuzzo went in on people on the VMAs. Yo, if you didn't hear the first part of this show, I'll let you hear the archives. You're gonna be dying laughing. Shout out to Nicki Minaj, Ronald McDonald looking. We're going live on the line to talk to my sis Emma E2K, aka we on that iPhone. We on that iPhone. What?
All the way turned up, it's Friday. What's good? Cousin went in. I heard cousin went in. Went in on the VMAs.
Yo, she went in on the VMAs. She tore them a new butthole, man, on this show.
They were terrible,
man.
They were terrible. I'm disappointed. I really am disappointed. I'm disappointed in MTV. I'm about to write them an email. I don't know. I'm disappointed. I'm just, you know, it's just too much. Like, the buffoonery, really, seriously, come on. They don't have that much money for you to allow buffoonery. It what's going on here. Like, anybody could just what they want. You know, you can have all type of, you know, epileptic attack on stage. Like what is going on? What the heck? No clothes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on. There's got to be some type of order. Like, some type of... Come on. It's just too much. And... Oh, big shout out to Alicia Keys. I was so happy. I was like, oh, finally they got like a good performance. And then she bragged out the She Devil again. I'm like, what the? Are you serious?
Yo.
Like, she didn't have to do that. Because then, how do you mix positive energy with negative energy? You don't do that.
No,
you should have just.
I can't even. Look, hold on.
Listen, she should have just rocked out, bragged out Gabby. And then that would have been it. Why, Nick? What did Nicki do there? She had no business there. I'm just saying.
Sis, let me interject on that one. Because Tessa went in on Alicia Keys. She's like, no one wanted to hear no Alicia. The only thing I wanted to see was Gabby. It was a good look for her. But Alicia Keys, I can't even look at her as positive. You just stole somebody.
She cut her hair. I like Alicia Keys. Now, like Alicia Keys, she came in, you know, on that positive song, is uplifting,
yeah,
and I was with it. I was with it. I was with it. And then she did that. She brought Nick. I said, oh, what the? She just did a, like, I don't know what she did there with that.
No, she made the whole performance look ratchet. Like, besides Gabby, you know what I'm saying? We all love Gabby. You go, girl, because you are on fire. You go, girl. You won us 2 medals, man.
That's what I'm saying. She should have just sang, bring out Gabby. That's that. Or even bring out the other girls from the team. Listen, that, you know what I mean? That's a whole empowerment thing, and you know, whoa, it fits to the air.
That would have been hot.
You cracked this broad out there that didn't. She had no business there, first of all.
That's Ronald McDonald, man. That's Ronald McDonald, son. Where was the burger?
She just and then Drake and they just, you know, I think their time has passed. They came in, they made the money and all that. You know, Barbie, Bob, all those Bob heads or whatever. And I think people are now starting to wake up finally and like, okay, because I think we've had enough of, like I said, this clownery thing. It's enough. Like, it's really enough. I'm just so done. I'm really, really done. And it's not about hating because I never liked her to begin with. I never said I liked her. So it's not like all of a sudden I'm not liking her and I said I liked her. I never liked her. I just didn't like her style and all that. I mean, I'm all for women doing what they're doing. But when you're doing stuff that's kind of like, you know, unconstructive and damaging to the youth, I can't rock with you. I just can't rock with you. You're teaching them all crazy nonsense. Like, that's crazy. I don't know. She tried to be so much a hip-hop Lady Gaga that she went to the left with it.
She OD'd, man. She OD'd to the point that it's just ridiculous.
And then Rihanna disappointed me. I love RiRi. I love me some RiRi.
You know,
RiRi.
Look,
shout
like
out to
Jocelyn,
RiRi.
Son. That's Jocelyn.
So what? Why did RiRi come out in flat, first of all, in that outfit, singing that song, and then she did what? She did nothing. All she did was come off of the throne, walk through the crowd that everybody, like, glorifying her. She ended up on the other side that you couldn't even see her. Camera was all out of angle. And that was her show. And scene. I was like, Siri? I thought her show was going to be a lot better. I expected more. The one who rocked it for me was Taylor Swift. Got to give it to her.
Yo, but the one thing we had to say about Taylor was, yo, what's up with Where's Waldo? We found Waldo back in the 80s, man. What's up with the Where's Waldo t-shirt on? I'm done.
It was just too much for me. I don't know. And every year and every award show that we've seen is kind of getting like that, too. It's like...
No, but
like,
you know what we're
Pink. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot Pink. And Pink rocked it. Pink rocked it. I love Pink. I love... She's a performer all the way. She did her thing. She looked fabulous. I love Pink.
Well, you know what? I love Pink, and she's my girl. And she's always swinging from some shit. She's always swinging from something.
Hey, listen. That's her thing. She's swinging good. You know what I mean?
Acrobat.
Hey, shout out
she's
to the swingers.
So
you know what I mean? She's doing it for the swingers.
Yeah, I love her, but you know what I'm saying? Other thing that was crazy is that we haven't heard from Pink in a minute, and your girl Lady Gaga wasn't even nominated for nothing. That was crazy. Wasn't that kind of weird?
Okay, and that dude, Frank Ocean. Everybody liked him, and you know, they were supposedly, MTV got tweeted like 125,000 tweets while he was performing. I'm sorry, but I'm not on that boat. Like, what was he doing? He sounded like Maxwell, like Prince. Like he had all type of different vocals. He was going high pitch, low pitch. He was swimming underwater. I mean, you know, the sound sounded like underwater. What the hell's going on? He just wasn't focused. I didn't like that performance. And I didn't even know. I was like, who the hell is this guy? You know, because I was, you know, Facebooking with my people. And people were like, oh, it's Frank Ocean, but listen to his other stuff. Okay, I'll listen to his other stuff, but I don't know who put it. He got good management or whoever he's working with, definitely shout out to them because they got him, you know, to perform in the VMA, so that's hot in that perspective. But other than that, they should have given him some honey and tea and some other stuff for the vocals. Or tell him, listen, make up your mind. Who you going to sing, like Maxwell, like this, like that? Because he had all type of sounds up in there.
I don't know. The thing about Frank Ocean is that he's talented. I do like his music. I was kind of concerned because they kind of, like, went on him when he came out of the closet that he was, you know, a homosexual and everything. They kind of basically like,
yeah. I'm talking about
what I'm saying, I'm glad that they even allowed him to even perform because people were acting real funny style when he came out the closet. So I'm glad.
Oh, listen, the best thing he did was that because the gay community is heavy. So the best thing he did with that, and he's good now. He definitely was good. I mean, you know, You know, and like I said, I'm not voicing it because he's whatever his sexuality. I'm talking about in vocals perspective. I just couldn't follow him. He was kind of like, okay, where are you going with that? Like, I couldn't follow it. I'm sorry. I'm a lyrical person. I like, you know, the lyrics and the sounds and the pitches and I don't know. But, you know, shout out to him. He was up there doing his thing, though.
And since we're talking about sounds and we're talking about all that stuff and everything, too, yo, let's go to what's going down in New York on the 13th, man. Give them the up and up of what's going down.
Well, this is just the open mics and networking events that we've been doing back actually since 2003. You know, we started back in 2003 bringing a lot of artists. There was, you know, the Bronx has always a lot of talent. And a lot of people were scared to do things in the Bronx, you know, because of its reputation. It's just like Brooklyn. You do something in Brooklyn, people are not going to Brooklyn unless they're from Brooklyn, you know. So, you know, me being a person that, you know, knows people from everywhere or whatever, I initially started doing some networking events with some artists I was already working with. And, you know, I started doing, like, weekly shows, and then it turned into every month. I partnered up with D-Cup from Lab Records. We did even a competition where we called it the Bronx Idol, and the winner won money. The winner was Storm, and she went against rappers and R&B singers, and she won. She R&B her vocals bananas, and she won the competition. So she won the title of Bronx Idol. That was in 2004, and ever since then we've always done them. But for the last maybe 3 or 4 years, we haven't. A lot of people, a lot of artists, you know, have always told us, yo, do another one. And, you know, I've been busy, D-Cut's been busy, you know, and we've evolved so much in the industry that, you know, everybody has been doing their own thing. But finally, we agreed to come together September 13th. And, you know, along with all the other people in the industry that I know and that D-Cuts know, we're going to merge everybody together. Lush Radio is an official sponsor. And it's an open mic in a networking event. So it's not just that people are going to get up there and do their talent and that's it. The whole night is based on who's who in there and networking. So if you're a graphic artist, bring something. Bring your laptop and all that to show your work. Don't just stand there and say, oh, I'm a graphic designer, because people are going to look at you like, because you're going to have like 10 or 20. Bring stuff or print stuff out, you know, but show your work. You know, if you're a DJ, we got slots for you. You want to take some slots and you want to showcase your talent, we do that too. I have a couple of DJs already that gave them their slots. You know, the rappers, just, you know, bring your A-game. Like, this is not a joke. And please don't come with your pants hanging off your butt and all that, because that's not conducting business. You know, you don't go woke up in a corporate office or in a meeting where it's about business and about your career. Because your first foot, you know, they say put your best foot forward. So you come in there with some saggy-ass pants and some dirty-ass T-shirt, you already know. You know what I'm saying? Nobody going to want to stand there and talk to you 2 or 3 times. And I'm just saying it because it's real like that, you know? So come in your best attire, man. If you got to suit up, man. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, you know, come and rep your company. So how you come in there, that's how you're going to perceive your company. So shout out to all the CEOs that are already confirmed to come in, all the media outlets. I mean, it's going to be just mayhem in there. And if you're an artist and you have any type of talent, that's definitely the place you want to be. La Nena's going to be there, female comedian from the Bronx. She's funny as hell. She will be getting on the ones and twos. I got Niobe, it's Freestyle Niobe coming and actually giving us a special introducing her daughter. It's past another generation. So it's going to be great. There's a whole bunch of different things going on. And I got poets.
Infinite the Poet will be in the building doing his 1-2s, and I got other poets coming in. So it's going to be, I mean, I'm just excited. I just can't wait. There's going to be so much networking and so much things happening. Everybody, like I said, you know, step up your phone game. I got my iPhone today.
step up your game,
like have your business cards, like do all that stuff. Get your FaceTime ready because it's December 13th, is, you know, the Bronx. It's about to go down. We got people from Philly coming down, from Connecticut. You repping the DMV area, so it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. December 13th is going to be crazy. So if you don't know where else to go and where to go to network with serious people that are about their business, then this is it. Definitely December 13th. And then there's going to be the other one on the 30th at the DMV area, correct? You can tell them about that.
Yeah. Definitely, this is going down. It's the heart of the city, the best of the best. So bring your A game. We ain't playing no games. Have your business together. Artists, right now, slots are going fast. I'm going to do a cutoff time. So if you don't register right now to get your slot in, don't try to hand me no money at the door. I'm not going to accept it. I don't care. Because you know why? Because it's all about paying attention to detail and doing what you're supposed to do. You know, if you're about business, then you know how to follow directions, man. Okay? Along with being the best of the best, it's the official launch party for MissLaTay.com, Miss Less Radio Online, and Two Chicks in the Camera, help design and help her put up there. This is on Sunday, September the 30th, from 3 to 9 o'clock. We will be extending the after party to Spot Lounge in there, and they're definitely giving us some courtesy out there. So check that out. It's sponsored by Less Radio Online, Spectrum Boutique, Two Chicks in the Camera, E2K Enterprises, Capital Magazine, Coast to Coast DJs, Elite Print, AU DJs, Heads Up Entertainment, Av Records, Bars and Bra Straps, IHHP, and Quan Lee TV. Don't forget to log on to www.MrLaTay.com and sign her guest book. The 50th person to sign her guest book will receive a $50 gift card. So go ahead and sign up and stuff. You know, we will announce that winner at the event. This also is a model call for Capital Magazine. The model will win a photo shoot with Two Chicks in the Camera, spread in Capital Magazine. A dress will be donated by Spectrum Boutique to the model. This is not a showcase. It's a networking event. There will be media photographers doing photo shoots, and performances will be held. It's located at 628 West Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. Media is free if you RSVP. If you do not RSVP, you tell me your media at the door, you're going to have to pay if you do not email me at lessradioonline@gmail.com. All photographers are free. If you RSVP, if you don't RSVP, you will be paying at the door. All business with promoters and industry people will be in the building. DJ Reasons will be on the ones and twos. We also have other DJs that might be wanting to get on the bill. Also, it's $10 for general admissions. Artists for perform is $20. And if you want to do a quick photo shoot and perform, it's $40. If you want a video clip of your performance and do a shoot, it's $50. So register today. Hit me up at lushradioonline@gmail.com or call at 240-468-2571. And we're also looking for Lush Girls. From 3 to 4 o'clock, open bar, free food and drinks. So come on, have fun, drink on, party, and network. Bring your business.
Yeah.
We're not playing games. We got two action-packed events in 1 month. Tell me we not moving. We work over here. We don't play no games. You know what I mean? People talk about they doing business, but, yo, we doing it. And we got other stuff planned coming soon. You know, big shout out to IHHP, internationalhiphopparade.com. I'm an agent. And Emma is the lovely, lovely writer that writes all the time and brings all this traffic over there. So why don't you check out her article on IHHPparade.org. Definitely check them out. Support it. You know, purchase a T-shirt and check them out. Along with that, don't forget IHHP. We'll be looking for artists and stuff. So we're building up the momentum. So go over there and log on there and hit up IHHP on YouTube and check them out and like the videos. And artists, if you're interested to be listed on IHHP as a rapper, do a little skit. It has to be basically no profanity. And we'll put it up there. So just let us know. You got to make sure you have the logo on there, IHHP
.org. .org. Don't forget it's .org. Some people don't go to .com. It's .org.
.org. Forgot the .com. Not the .com. .org. Organization. But, you know, it's Indie, you know what I'm saying? Indie Fridays, Follow Fridays and stuff. Anybody you need us following stuff, Emma? Besides your wonderful self?
That what?
I said, anybody you need us to follow on Follow Fridays on Twitter?
Oh, follow me on Instagram, Emma E2K. Follow me on Facebook, Emma E2K. I mean, yeah, you know, just Google me. I'm Google, pretty much. Just go to Google. Everything is there. Twitter, you know, everything. Just everything. E2K Enterprise. You know, follow me. We'll follow you, and we'll have you follow everyone you're supposed to be following. How about that? Bam.
That's what it is, man. Emma E2K live in the building. Let's talk about the topic tonight is anger management before we have our interviewee that we're going to have live on the line, Traxamillion, big producer out in the West Coast. He'll be calling in a few minutes. And we're working on some other big things that's going to be going on Lush Radio Online. Emma, before I go into a song, real quick synopsis. What do you think about anger management? You know, people have anger problems. Talk to me.
Well, people used to say that I needed some classes before. I don't know why. It could have been like a fight every day. I don't know if that was the case. But it took me a long time, a lot of therapy, and a lot of responsible women in my life that stepped in and told me, listen, you know, you need to just, you know, relax a little bit. And I started going through my journey, through my own women journey, and, you know, and try to hold on to anger because that's serious. That can destroy you inside. You know, managing your anger is about growth. You know, it's about maturity. Those that can control it are usually, you know, the younger ones, and there's some older people that can control it, but that, again, maturity is not an age, you know. So once you are mature and you know who you are and what you want to, you know, do and the things that you have to accomplish in life will cause you yourself to check yourself, you know, with that situation. You know, a lot of people, the anger management thing is because they're fighting with some demons. And, you know, they don't know how else to deal with that. So that anger sets in and they don't know how to release it appropriately. So they'll, you know, lash out or flip out or, you know, do all those type of things. But it always stems from other stuff that they got going on. And if they just take a minute, take a breath, you know, just kind of stay still for a minute and analyze what the problem is, then they'll be able to control that anger.
Definitely, and that's real talk, man. Emma's dropping some real serious jewels for you guys. Don't forget to follow her at Emma E2K, at E2K Enterprises, at Lush Radio Online, at CEO Leshy Lush, at Ms. Latte, at A_LishJasmine, at TDINYC. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? We go hard in the paint. Oh, big update, Emma. Our girl Cookie is back in the game. Our girl Cookie's back in this game. She's
shout
back
out
on Twitter. Shout out to Cookie.
Shout
out to Miss Cookie. Our girl is back in the game, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Sometimes people have to retreat a little for a little while and come back. You know,
yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it's about to be all the way live. I just hope they're ready for the new revamp of, you know, Lush Radio Online and everything we got going on for V2K Enterprises.
Yeah, they're not, but we're still going to move forward, you know? I mean, this is like a train, you know? Would you put your hands up to stop a train? Sorry. So you either get out the way or get run over, basically, how we doing it. So it is what it is. Get on the train and ride with us you know, or try to stop it. I dare you.
Definitely. We're going to definitely go to a quick song, and we're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online with my girl Emma E2K. We're talking about all kinds of stuff tonight. But it's anger management. Call me at 347-826-7722. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes anger can lead to the point where you actually commit a crime. You know what I'm saying? Never get to the point where you lose it, to the point where you just black out and you commit a crime. So Rihanna said the best. Sometimes it comes to a point where you might find a person down, man down. So we're going to go to Rihanna and be right back on Let's Radio Online, because we're going to be talking more about anger management and how you felt about the anger.
My mind, I need to get out of sight, but I end up behind bars. What started out as a simple altercation turns into a real sticky situation. Me just thinking on the time that I'm facing makes me wanna cry. Cause I didn't mean to hurt him, could have been somebody's son, and I took his heart with. Rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum. Man down, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum.
Feeling like I'm on one. I ain't off the drug right now, but man, I think I want some. You can keep some bullets, boy. I'm
already know it's your girl, Lushy Lush, back in the building, man. And we just played that joint right there from Fire and Lotto right there. Money, right? Get your money together. And you already know what it is, man. We're going to go to a joint from Young Joey, Fred the Godson, Waka Flocka, man. Yeah, we all the way live, man, listening to Lush Radio Online. You heard?
Real niggas, I fuck with them. 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 Fake niggas, my guns get them. My brother gone, I don't trust niggas. Shoot him with me, that young nigga. So what, nigga?
So what, nigga?
I call shots, say it's beef, hit him on your block. Took a broad day, round 4 o'clock. Call a cop. Squad alert, go hard. I don't care if I slip up and hit the wrong person. Those shells burn. You can't take the heat. Kill mine, you better pray to God. Your ass lives through the whole week.
Real niggas, I fought with them. You a lame nigga, can't fought with them. You came with them, better fight with them. When I shoot at y'all, you better duck with them. I'm a squad nigga, so I'm a chain icy. Car new with my gun big. Bitch bad with a fake ass on fake tits, but she bad as shit. Country nigga, diamond teeth. Country nigga, big rims. Country nigga, old car with no top. I'm a hood star. Country nigga, diamond teeth. Country nigga, big rims. Country nigga, old car with no top. I'm a hood star.
Real niggas, I fuck with them. Fake niggas, my guns get them. My brother gone, I don't trust niggas. Shoot him with me, that young nigga. So what, nigga?
So what, nigga?
I call shots, say it's beef, hit him on your block. Took a broad day, round 4 o'clock. Call a cop. It's a squad alert. Go hard. I don't care if I slip up and hit the wrong person. Those shells burn.
I fuck with them. Fake fuck from around here. Fuck nigga, don't fuck around. Fuck around and get found here. FN, shoot chopper shells. Leave your gooey like pocket shells. Look them in the eyes, wanna see the same look that my partner had when my partner fell. I'm on one, I got two with me. Swam me, don't need a crew with me. Me and Fly Tie in the same whip. Busting that niggas with the same clip. Lame shit, don't condone it. Fuck shit, I be on it. Bloody murder to my enemies and I slash the shit out of opponents. So high, I got jet lag. 4-5 in my bitch bag. Kick back like Jet Li. If I lick a shot, you get whiplash. Still drunk from last night. Can't remember shit. Ask La Mama what's on the mind.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
I be on my A plus, no dosage, baby, guarantee to stay up. Put it in deep, how deep, like way up. Easy as a layup, tell the chick pay up. Cold like winter, so frosty. Let me see you drop low, mama make it nasty. Walk into the club, I can't keep these women off me. I don't want one, I want the whole posse. Baby, I'm bossy, fly like a PJ. Chillin' with the DJ, about to get a BJ. From these two chicks on my dick like a relay. And it happens nightly, replay. Always on the A-list. Got a couple superstar bras on the playlist. San Jose boy, so I'm smooth with my banus. Bus full of groupies and I ain't even fame. No cool way, I don't even give a fuck. I just wanna live it up, do it every night. Sipping on the liquor, getting higher than the kite. So I'm wearing sunglasses on my 5 a.m. flight. So I'm tall up, I'm tall back. I'm tall up, I'm tall back. I'm tall up, I'm tall back. You goddamn right, I'm all of that.
I be on my A game, just be down and ask, and I hit it till there ain't no left.
Get it?
I be on my A game, just be down and ask, I'm taking you tonight. You're on my level, baby. Don't match my height, cause there ain't no limit where I'm taking you tonight.
Yeah, I'm a monster, I'm a boy, boy. All I hope die, I'm a boy, boy. Pocket full of pain, I'm a boy, 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 boy. I'm a boy, boy. Yeah, bitch, I'm a boy, I'm a boy. I'm with the shit, I'm a boy, boy. Pocket full of pain, I'm a boy, boy. Yeah, bitch, I'm a monster, I'm a boy, boy. Hey, the orangutan, donkey act that. All these rubies, diamonds sitting on me, I'm on. Couple years ago, Kobe, Mike J on the mic. Got your whole only 10 large in my Levi's. Forever do a D.I. Weed is green and smoke bright. Rep for the P.I. See where the year we are. Bet you on deck. I'm on fire, my and I'm not cooling down. Capri sitting on sixes with a notch in the gown. Get off. Hot, got a frown. I feel you, my haters really love. Here's a pound. All the say that nigga no price. All I ever want is more weird. When they play this, man, they about to go, man. All she ever want is more me. Cry across the hill. Yeah, bitch, I'm a monster, I'm a boy, boy. All I hold tight, I'm a boy, boy. Pocket full of pain, I'm a boy, boy, boy. I'm a boy, boy. Yeah, bitch, I'm a boy, I'm a boy. I'm with the shit, I'm a boy, boy. Pocket full of pain, I'm a boy, boy. Yeah, bitch, I'm a monster, I'm a boy, boy. I'm the boy that you been talking about. I'm the walking in when you're walking out. Yeah, and your chick don't need a toy. Put it down, how you saying your boy? King of the super duper hype. Yo, if you don't like you, real South Bay boy. Haters acting like I'm finna go away. Sliding down the block in my two door. Getting face neck from a new hoe. Top back, what I need a roof for? If I'm getting money, what are you for? Got a blonde and a brunette. Get a whole squad here, cool neck. White tees, Ray-Bans. White girls, spray tan. Yeah, bitch, I'm a monster, I'm a boy, boy. All I hold tight, I'm a boy, boy. Pocket full of pain, I'm a boy, boy. I'm a boy, boy. Yeah, bitch, I'm a boy, I'm a boy. I'm with the shit, I'm a boy, boy. Pocket full of pain, I'm a boy, boy. Yeah, bitch, I'm a monster, I'm a boy.
I make these hoes jump for joy. And I swear they get the salty like soy sauce. I'm a motherfucking boss. I'm a boy, girl, call me your boy. Fast lane with the roof back. I'm so strapped, matter of fact, two straps. Any nigga, I can do that. If you can't do it like me, why do you rap? Huh? Why be the rocker? Do your like a door, knock up. Free that, don't block up. Baby, I'm an animal, Chewbacca. Bay boy, city, full clip. I ain't scared of any. Baby, heard I'm the mother man. You already know what I said.
Yeah, bitch, I'm a monster, I'm a boy, boy. All I hold tight, I'm a boy, boy. Pocket full of pain, I'm a boy, 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 boy. I'm a boy, boy. Yeah, bitch, I'm a boy, I'm a boy. I'm with the shit, I'm a boy.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Hey, y'all. I like the way you do it. Make it bounce, flash, wiggle to the shaking the ground. Mama, don't stop, baby.
Shoot down. Shoot down.
No wonder why this chick up in the club and get my Mac on. You can bring all of your friends, girl, there ain't nothing wrong. Got a party till the sunrise up on the winter storm. Even when the breeze starts blowing, y'all are ready to fall. Can't wait till Friday, we're always getting popping. Fresh from my head to my shoes, she's shocking.
You know we ain't playing no games. We all the way live. Your girl, Lushy Lush, man, calling at 347-836-7722. We're going to have your man, Traxamillion, producer out of the West Coast. He's going to be live in the building. Big shout-out to all them people that's following me on Instagram, man. DJ Goddess, man. She is a goddess. She's beautiful, supermodel, and DJ, and host. Check her out on Instagram. Her name is actually Jessica on there. But check me out on Instagram, Lush Radio Online, Emma E2K, man. We all the way live, and we turned up. Shout out to all my iPhone, BlackBerry users, man, Androids, you already know what it is, man. Since we're talking about business, getting your business on top, man, go ahead and invest in getting PayPal Swiper. If you already got PayPal, you can integrate the PayPal Swiper, but they're being selective on how much business transactions you're getting. So you can also assign for that. For all those people that don't know, PayPal offers you a business card that you can have. It's a prepaid card. That's basically a debit card for you guys, so you can have instant access to your money. So go log on to PayPal today and click on debit card and get yours today. It's free, no charge. Basically, you know, somebody gives you some money, let's start getting that paper, okay? Along with that, you can also check out the Intuit Swiper, or you can check out the Square. So it's so many different things that you can use to get your business together. We got callers live on the line, so we're going to go to the line in a few seconds and talk to them. So get your business game together. So y'all people that have PayPal, a tip, if you didn't know, you can get instant access to your money by getting a, don't put it as a personal account if you're really doing business. Put it as a business account. They might take like a dollar or something out, but it's worth it because you can basically keep track of your transactions and you can have instant access by going and clicking on a debit card. You can have a debit card, which is not a charge, so don't be scared. You can have instant access instead of waiting 3, 4, 5 days to get the money transferred into your bank account. Now they also offer a card swiper, but you have to make sure that you're actually doing transactions. So check that out. Check out the Square and check out the Intuit. So it's all free. Check it out on Lush Radio Online. Let's go to the caller. We got a caller from the 347-457. What it do, baby? What's popping?
Yo, what's up?
What's up? Who this?
This side.
What up?
What up, Lush?
Ain't nothing much, man. Ain't nothing much, man. You out there, you representing live from the beach. What up, Brooklyn?
Yeah. I hear you. I see what you're doing. That's what's up.
You see me? You see me? You see me? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, well, I hear you.
So, tell me your report out there. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you keep your ear to the streets, man. What was your view on the VMAs, man? Was you happy? Was you dissatisfied, man? What was your viewpoint on that?
I was very dissatisfied. Very.
Man, talk to
I
me,
think
man.
It was
talk
whack. Drizzy shirt, yo. The V, the low cut V neck thing. Come on, man.
My man got a V neck, man.
It was too deep. He had cleavage, yo. Then
was, huh?
Nicki winning that award over Rihanna, that was whack. I'm tired of her, yo. She's done.
Are you sure that wasn't Jocelyn? Because I'm confused, son. I don't know what the hell she was. I didn't know if that was Jocelyn or if that was Riri. I don't know, man. Confused.
Yo, I don't know. They do look alike.
It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy going on. And did you check out any red carpet situations? Were there any red carpet?
Nah, I didn't see that part. I just saw the show or whatever.
Who do you think was the worst performance out of all?
Oh, God, y'all going to kill me for this one. Frank Ocean.
Oh, man, you was going to hell on Frank Ocean, son. They said, I'm going to control his voice. My man
Yo.
Was sounding like T.O., everybody that you could think of.
Yo, I thought it was just me. I'm like, yo, everybody loving this dude right now. So if I say he was whack, then it's like, ah. But yeah, he was whack, yo. His voice was sounding, man, crack. So
that's what people were saying. That's what the real people that really listen to lyrics. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I like dude. I like his music.
Yeah.
But they said he was kind of like off tone a little bit. They said my man was like all over the place, you know. He didn't really have that control. I think maybe he was nervous. Maybe that this is his first VMA, so maybe he was nervous.
Nah, you gotta be on. You were a star. You gotta be on all the time. You know?
Especially for us as African American artists, like the VMAs to us is like a big. It's like the BTs on a white version. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It's big. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
For you to like mess up on like the VMAs is like that's almost like. Halfway close to the Grammys, but not all the way there. It's like the ghetto version in the white area. And so, but
exactly.
Man, like he was like all over the place, man. And what was the best performance?
Shit. I guess Rihanna, the opening.
Oh, word, son?
You know, she was in the crowd and all that. She did a thing.
Yeah. Looking like Jocelyn over there.
She looked stupid, but that outfit was whack. But, I mean, she, you know, she was all over the place. She engaged the crowd and all that.
I thought she was calling out the Bloods or calling out a blood sacrifice. I didn't know what was going on. I was scared.
Yo, I don't know. But, it was whack.
How you feel about your man ASAP Rocky just grabbing her booty meat like that, son? Like, how you feel about that? Did you notice that?
Nice. I ain't see that.
Yeah, at the end of the day, dude just grabbed her booty meat, like, you know what I'm saying? Grabbed her booty, know what I'm saying? And everything, like, yeah. So what are your thoughts on that one?
I don't know. She get around anyway.
Hey, man, she letting everybody grab her booty meat.
Everybody hit that, yo.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? She ain't disrespecting. She don't got no cut cards, no color.
Mm-hmm.
She just, you know, the Rainbow Coalition, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, how you in the, like, come on, everybody, Breezy.
Everybody,
Chris,
son.
Like, damn, yo.
Yo, it's crazy. The topic tonight, Sai, is basically we're talking about, you know, anger management. What are your thoughts on, you know, some people, you know, have to go to anger management classes and stuff. What do you feel most of the time triggers the anger and stuff like that? Like, tell me your thoughts on anger management today.
I think it's just built up. People hold a lot of stuff inside and just don't say nothing, don't speak their mind, and it builds up and they explode. Or they're just angry with themselves about something, you know?
So a lot of people are walking time bombs sometimes.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You don't know who you messing with when you're walking down the street. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, the people, I feel like sometimes you should be really wary of those people that's, like, really quiet, that don't say nothing, because they keep it all inside. And that one day when you really, like, they can't take it, they just going to blow up and just, like, you be like, hold up. What is going on over here? This does not make sense. You know? And if you're tuning in right now, you're logged on to www.lushradioonline.com. Follow us at Lush Radio Online, at Emma E2K. And definitely follow us because we're definitely doing our thing. Call in at 347-826-7722, and we're all the way live. You got any shout-outs and everything before, any shout-outts or anything like that, Sai?
Shout-out to Boss. She said she going to tune in and call and everything. So shout-out to Brooklyn, my daughter Brooklyn.
Work. Work.
Yeah.
Man, she joke. When they say representing Brooklyn, Brooklyn is definitely representing for real. Her name is Brooklyn.
Yeah.
For real. Big shout out to my little munchkin Brooklyn, man. Yo, cuz old boy, she came in the building and shut it down on the VMAs, man. She went in and gave us the news and everything that was going down out there in New York City, man. So, Sai, you know what I'm saying? For cats that's not in New York City who don't travel a lot out there, man, what do you think is, like, you know what I'm saying, some of the spots they need to check out? If, say, they was coming down this weekend in New York City.
New York right now? I got some Fulton Street, man. Downtown Brooklyn, the Strip.
Downtown Brooklyn is popping.
It's popping right now. Like, if you still want to, you want to keep the hood, but, you know what I mean, not too hood, Fulton Street, the Fort Greene area. You still want to wear
That's
your flats and be comfortable. That area is cool.
Definitely. And you don't really have to travel out, you know what I'm saying, all the way into the city. You know what I'm saying?
No,
you're still in Brooklyn. If, you know what I'm saying, you're a Brooklyn native, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, I think some people, a lot of people were talking about, Brooklyn going all the way to the Bronx and the Bronx coming all the way out to the Brooklyn. Yo, we got animals over there. Something's going on.
Y'all, my dog. I'm going
to
kill her.
Yo, shout out to the animals in the background, huh?
Yo, that's one dog. That's a toy poodle, all that noise, man. She always barking when
somebody
at the door.
That's
my
crazy
bad.
Right there. We all the way live, man. All the way live. It's Friday. Get your drinks
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm about to do, yo. I'm about to drink up in here.
You already know, man. Let me go on the line. I think we got Cuzzo back on the line. She's about to turn it back up.
Oh, here she goes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all the way live right now. You already know what it is. It's already live right the hell now. I want to hit you back up real quick. Show you some love. Let you know. Lush Radio, do your thing, baby. You do what you got to do. Yes, man. You already know it's all live. I'm live. You know everybody? We live.
Yo, that was kind of a stupid word. No, man. Yeah, man. She all the way live already, man. She gets the party started, man. Wherever Cuzzo at, she get the party started at all times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She ain't playing no games out here, for real. She's trying to get serious, man. All the way live. For real. And you know, it's Virgo season, so she's still celebrating her birthday, so every day is live for her right now until this month is over. She might even rock over to the next month. It probably might be Halloween, and we're still rocking.
Yo, I'm about to get like her.
And definitely, we all the way live. But you know what I'm saying? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. We all the way live, man. Another thing I want to talk to you about my man, Michael Clark Duncan. What were your memories about him and stuff? You know, the actor, he died recently. What was your thoughts on him?
That was crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. He won an Oscar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just one of those black actors, man. That...
Yo, my man was buff though for old dude. My
Yo.
Man was so buff, like for no reason.
Yeah,
like,
man, Omarosa, like, man. I know she like, damn.
Yo,
you don't find a dude like
was,
that.
He was breaking. He had to be breaking Omarosa back, huh?
He walking around.
Her back, son.
Yeah,
she
nasty, all nice and everything. She used to be nasty.
Yo, Omarosa was off the hook. Now she calmed down because they was, you know what I'm saying, going in on her. But, like, this dude was definitely, like, breaking that back, son.
Oh,
he had to be because, my man, he tamed her, son. That's all that happened. It. He came through and he changed it because Omarosa was on some other stuff, huh? She was like,
yeah.
She was like, what? She was like, what? Don't be stupid. Are you serious?
Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid. I'm Omarosa. I'm a
yeah,
bitch.
She was off the chain, man. Like,
she hit the joint like like your man, what's his name? What's my dude's name? He said, I'm a psychotic bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Tim Jones'
mother, man.
Yeah, everybody
thought Emma Rose was psychotic, though. She was crazy.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We gotta wrap up the show, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? It's getting close to that time, so, you know what I'm saying? We're about to be out of here. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to have your man, Traxxamillion, live on the show, but I don't know. Maybe we have him a little later, yo. But, you know what I'm saying? We all the way live. We want to tell everybody, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for calling in, showing us love. Follow up with at Lush Radio Online, at Miss Latay, at Emma E2K, Lush Radio Online, man. And we all the way live. We are not playing no games. Tune in next week. Because we're going to be live again, and we're going to have more interviews with you guys. And it's going to be crazy, crazy, crazy. Your girl, Lushy Lush, man. And we're about to be out of here, man. We're about to rock out, get out some music, and we out of this joint. Girl.
Hi,
thank
Lush
you,
One.
Stop.
No problem.
You know
what
it is, man. Tell Brooklyn I love you, man.
Hold down, tell them to talk.
Yeah, bitch, I'm a mall-town boy, boy. All I hope is I'm a boy, boy. Pocket full of pain, I'm a boy, 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 boy. I'm a boy, boy. Yeah, bitch, I'm a boy, I'm a boy. I'm with the shit, I'm a boy, boy. Pocket full of pain, I'm a boy, boy. Yeah, bitch, I'm a mall-town boy, boy. Hey, shoot, the orangutan, donkey act that. All these rubies, diamonds sitting on me, I'm on. Couple years ago, Kobe, Mike, Jay on the mic. Got your whole lonely 10 large in my Levi's. Forever do a D.I. Weed is green and smoke bright. Rep for the P.I. Keep with a year, we are. Bet you on deck. I'm on fire, man, and I'm not cooling down. Capri sitting on sixes with a notch in the gown. Get off. Hot, got a frown. I feel you, my haters really love. Here's a pound. All the boys say that nigga don't price. All I ever want is more weird. When they play this, man, they about to go, man. All she ever want is more me, cry, crossing here. Yeah, bitch, I'm a mall-town boy, boy. All I hope is I'm a boy, boy. Pocket full of pain, I'm a boy, boy, boy. I'm a boy, boy. Yeah, bitch, I'm a boy, I'm a boy. I'm with the shoot, I'm a boy, boy. Pocket full of pain, I'm a boy, boy. Yeah, bitch, I'm a mall-town boy, boy. I'm the boy that you been talking about. I'm the walking in when you're walking out. Yeah, and your chick don't need a toy. Put it down how you saying your boy. King of the super duper hype. Yo, but you don't like you. Real South Bay, Bay boy. Haters acting like I'm finna go away. Sliding down the block in my two door. Getting face neck from a new hoe. Top back, what I need a roof for? If I'm getting money, what are you for? Got a blonde and a brunette. Get a whole squad here. Cool neck. White tees, Ray Bans. White girls, spray tan. Yeah, bitch, I'm a mall-town boy, boy. All I hope is I'm a boy, boy. Pocket full of pain, I'm a boy, 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 boy. I'm a boy, boy. Yeah, bitch, I'm a boy, I'm a boy. I'm with the shoot, I'm a boy, boy. Pocket full of pain, I'm a boy, boy. Yeah, bitch, I'm a mall-town boy. I make these hoes jump for joy. And I swear these niggas salty like soy sauce. I'm a motherfucking boss. I'm a boy, girl, call me your boy. Fast lane with the roof back. I'm so strapped, matter of fact, two straps. Any nigga, I can do that. If you can't do it like me, why do you rap? Huh? Why be the rocker? Do your like a door, knock up. Free that, don't block her. Baby, I'm an animal, Chewbacca. Say boy, city, full clip. I ain't scared of any. Baby, heard I'm the mother, man. You already know what I said. Yeah, bitch, I'm a mall-town boy, boy. All I hope is I'm a boy, boy. Pocket full of pain, I'm a boy, 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 boy. I'm a boy.